I will give you rest, God's cure for fear, guilt, and condemnation. You know, God has promised his people a glorious, incomprehensible rest, a peace and a security for our souls. When the Lord offered this wonderful rest to the children of Israel, it meant a life full of joy and victory, absent of fear, guilt, or condemnation. That same rest has been available to every person in every generation. Up to the time of Christ, however, no generation of believers ever walked fully in this promise of blessed rest. As the Bible makes very clear, they never obtained it because of their unbelief. They could not enter in because of unbelief. And we're talking Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19 here. Because of their unbelief, God's people went through life full of misery, doubt, and restlessness. I'm talking about God telling us today, right now, I will give you rest. God's cure for fear, God's cure for guilt, and God's cure for condemnation is promised to us. But we gotta believe this. There remains a rest for the people of God at this hour. You know, that same passage from Hebrews tells us some must enter it. This is meant for present day believers, admonishing us. Some of us have to enter into it. Therefore, since that promise remains of entering into his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. We've got to get rid of fear and guilt and condemnation. Thousands claim to be filled with God's Spirit, yet they are still restless and guilt-laden with no security in Christ. And you know, my wonderful wife, she's been on me to get my happy voice back, and I'm getting it back. I'm getting it back because I'm going to live on the promises of God. And he's promised you, he's promised me, he's promised his people a glorious, incomprehensible rest, a peace and a security for our souls. And can you say with me, I want that rest. God bless you.